In Zen, it is taught that things are as they are. Imagine you are a Zen master, trained to stay centered in all the changes of life. To begin this practice, take a seat with dignity and your aching heart. Feel your body seated on the earth and the deep connection that goes to the core of the earth from your very being. Bring your mindful attention to feel your broken heart, the ache, the unworthiness, the longing or fear, the loneliness or vulnerability or neediness, the desires. Let yourself feel the tenderness that's there, as well as the anger or grief, the rage or depression. Perhaps you feel young. Perhaps you feel confused. Perhaps it feels like you're dying. Feel your body as well. You are the Zen master bowing to what is so. The tightness in the solar plexus, the emptiness or hole in the chest or the belly, the heat and vibrations or the cold, the weight in the shoulders, the loss of nobility and dignity. Sit in the midst of it all and hold it honorably. And as you hold it honorably, reflect about all the music that's been made about the broken heart, and all the movies that have been made, and all the art and stories, the great novels of Dr. Zhivago and the country western songs. This is the demon of heartbreak singing its song through you. The mind, endless reruns of stories. Notice where it centers in the body. Notice what stories it wants to tell. And turn toward the broken heart, all the pain and drama, as if it's a demon. It might seem like a mighty demon indeed. And bow to it and give it a wink. You know this demon. You've heard this story. You've seen this all across the world. This demon wants to possess you. They say it's better to be wanted by the police than not wanted at all. Though a broken heart is an insult to your sense of yourself, your identity, a broken heart is better than having no sense of yourself at all. But is this broken heart who you really are? Your essence, your soul? I don't think so, and neither in your heart of hearts do you. The small self feels lonely. Let yourself sense this vast loneliness, the loneliness carried by all beings at times. And as you sense this vast loneliness, let it expand and open. And it will transform as you do into aloneness. The aloneness that is still and silent in the midst of all the world. Breathe gently in this aloneness. It is your home too. And from this aloneness, you can return to touch the beings of this world and all that is around you from a place of centeredness and dignity rather than one of fear. Breathe gently in this aloneness. Breathe gently in the vast space that you have bowed to. And feel time, the great cycles of seasons. And as you look back over a year or 2 or 10 or 20. You can see that you are not the first nor the last to have a broken heart. This very day on this great earth, along with its astonishing beauty and troubles, there's other broken hearts. The broken heart that is the source of centuries of drama and music sings its song in every season and every generation. Breathe gently and feel your compassion and kindred spirit. You will get through it. There are more acts to follow, some comic, some romantic, some tragic, some adventures. Trust, the play is nowhere near over. The show will go on, and you and others today with broken hearts are breathing and holding in tenderness this part of the dance of life. As you sit with this vast perspective, listen to your heart. Have a conversation with it. Let your heart teach you. The brokenness doesn't have to be in charge. It can be part of the lesson. If your broken heart could write a song, what song would it write? If your broken heart would make a movie, or a play, and display the fullness of this drama, what would it look like? If your broken heart could take your body and stand you up to dance and move about, what would burst out of you? Sense it. Vision it, bow to it, and let it all open. Who are you really? Are you this loss? Or are you not the one who knows, the witness to it all? It is our difficulties that bring us strength. Passing through them brings you back to your true self. Who are you really? Here in your seat on this earth, connect with a memory, a vision of a time when you felt most held by the earth and sky. Let yourself sense and feel that memory of wholeness and breathe gently in the midst of it. And now from the space of wholeness and centeredness, let the song of the aching hearts of the world be heard by you. Breathe together with them. Bow with compassion and humor. Dignity and tears. Courage and pain in the tender heart. Feel the survival of all who've gone before you. In this vast wisdom heart, people and things are not possessed by you. They are only there for their time. They arise and pass away. And you rest here on this earth with a great and wise perspective. You are whole. Place your hand on your broken heart, on the hollow place of your body, and touch your measure of pain with compassion. And remember your wholeness. Take a vow to be true to your highest self. Let go of whatever impedes your dignity and freedom. You are the Zen master in the midst of your life, with an open heart and a twinkle in your eye. One of the most important things in dealing with a broken heart is not to judge yourself or anyone else. We've all been through it. When I teach the foundational Buddhist practices of non-harming, they include a reverence for life, a speaking of the truth, a not taking what doesn't belong to you, and they also include the practice of not causing harm through the misuse of sexuality. Sexuality is such a powerful energy. It's a great blessing. It's an incredible communion. At the same time, it has the power to be misused. So then I ask, how many people in this room have made an idiot of yourself in sexual relations? And then I laugh, say, don't bother, because every hand in the room would go up. We're all learners in the school of love. As the great Zen poet Ryokan said, "Last year, a foolish monk. This year, no change."